angels, this is take three. I am in rare form tonight. This is the 12th part of my reading of Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy. And we're still in Book Inferno. We're on page 202, canto 28 of 34. There's 44 cantos. So we're almost to the end. If you haven't heard the other pieces by now, I strongly suggest that you do so. It's a very confusing piece of literature to follow along with, and the longer I go, the more unclear the story becomes, so I suggest you go back and listen to them. You can find them on my Reddit profile in my Safe for Work audio index, probably scroll all the way down to the bottom. I know I need to update that today. They are also on my Twitter if you can go through all of my shitposting, my boobs, and my D&D nonsense, and in the media channel of my Discord server, which it is pinned to. You can find all of my Safe for Work readings in that channel in the pinned section. That's probably the second most easiest way. I would suggest using the Safe for Work audio index on Reddit if you have to just traverse all of that nonsense, because these are private recordings. They are not publicly listed on my Soundgasm, so they will be very difficult to find if you don't follow a link. Actually, you won't find them if you don't follow a link. Anyway, this is the part of the audio where I ask you politely to be polite with me. I'm going to trip over my words, I'm going to stumble, I'm going to twist and turn and get frustrated. This is originally written in Latin and has been translated to English, and while it's a beautiful translation, it is still hard to follow. It's really difficult sometimes to know what's prose and what's dialogue, so if you have a copy, I suggest following along with me. And if you're looking for an audiobook quality of this, Google it. Somebody out there has done this much better than I have. Please treat this like you're a friend listening to a friend read. That is it. I'm in bed. I'm comfy. I'm cozy. I'm wearing the world's biggest cardigan. I did light a candle, and I'm starting to regret it because it's hurting my throat a little bit. But at this point, I'd have to get up to fix it. And you guys don't need that chaos. So I'm just going to go for it and see how long it takes me to get uncomfortable. It's cinnamon scented, not that anyone asked. All right, by now you know how far this reading is. I'm gonna aim for three cantos, but we'll see how long it takes. All right, canto 28. The ninth Bulgia. It looks like schematics to me, but there's no way that that's the word. Muhammad and Ali, Pierre de Medicinia, Curio, Mosca, and Bertrand de Born. Okay, here we go. Best of luck to everybody involved. Whoever could, even with untrammeled words, tell of the blood and of the wounds in full which now I saw, by many times narrating. Each tongue would, for a certainty, fall short by reasons of our speech and memory that have small room to comprehend so much. If were again assembled all the people which formerly upon the fateful land of Bulgia were lamenting for their blood shed by the Romans in the lingering war that of the rings made such illustrious spoils, as Livy recorded, who errs not, with those who felt the agony of blows by making a counterstand to Robert Gascard, and all the rest, whose bones are gathered still at Superno, where a renegade was each Apulian, and a Tagulicazo, where without arms the old Aldaro conquered, and one his limb transpierced, and one lopped off, should show, it would be nothing to compare with the disgusting mode of the ninth Bulgia. A cask by loosening centerpiece or cant was never shattered so, as I saw one rent from the chin to where one breaketh wind. Between his legs were hanging down his entrails, his heart was visible, and the dismal sack that maketh excrement of what was eaten. While I was absorbed in seeing him, he looked at me, and opened with his hands his bosom, saying, "See now how I rend me, how mutilated, see is Muhammad. In front of me doth Ali weeping, cleft in the face from forelock unto chin. And all the others whom thou here beholdest, Decimeters, of scandal and of schism, while living where, and therefore cleft thus. A devil is behind here, who doth cleave us thus cruelly, unto the falchion's edge, putting again each one of all this realm. When we have gone around the doleful road, by reason that our wounds are closed again, ere any one in front of him repass. But who art thou that mustest on the crag, perchance to postpone going to the pain that is adjudged upon thine accusations? Nor death has reached him yet, nor guilt doth bring him, my master made reply, to be tormented, but to procure him full experience. Me and whom dead, behooves it to conduct him down here through hell, from circle unto circle, and this is true, as that I speak to thee. More than 100 were there when they heard him, who in the moat stood still to look at me, through wonderment oblivious of their torture. Now say to Fra Dulcina, then, to arm him, thou who perhaps wilt shortly see the sun, if soon he wish not here to follow me, so with provisions, that no stress of snow may give the victory of the Navarrese, which otherwise to gain would not be easy. After 1 foot to go away he lifted. This word did Mahomet say unto me, then to depart upon the ground as he stretched it. Another one, who had his throat pierced through and nose cut off close underneath the brows, and had no longer but a single ear, saying to look and wonder with the others, before the others did his gullet open, which outwardly was red in every part, and said, O thou, whom guilt doth not condemn, and whom I once saw up in Latin and Latian land, unless too great similitude deceive me, call to remembrance Pyr de Messenia, if ever thou see again that lovely plain that from Vercelli slopes to Macabre. And make it known to the best two of Faino, to Messer Guido and Angiolillo likewise, that if foreseeing here be not in vain, cast over from their vessel shall they be, and drowned near unto Catalicia, by the betrayal of a tyrant fell, between the isles of Cyprus and Majorca? Neptune never yet beheld so great a crime, neither of pirates nor Argolic people. That traitor, who sees only with one eye and holds the land, which some here with me would fain be fasting from the vision of, will make them come unto the parley with him, then will do so, that to Focara's wind they will not stand in need of vow or prayer. And to him, show to me and declare, if thou wouldst have me bear up the news of thee, who is this person of the bitter vision? Then did he lay his hands upon his jaw of one of his companions, and the mouth opened, cried, this is he, and he speaks not. This one, being banished, every doubt submerged in Caesar by affirming that forearmed always with the detriment allowed delay. Oh, how bewildered unto me appeared, with tongue asunder and his windpipe slit, Curio, who in speaking was so bold. And one, who both his hands dissevered had, the stumps uplifting through the murky air so that the blood made horrible his face, cried out, thou shalt remember Mosca also, who said, alas, a thing has an end, which was an ill seed for the Tuscan people, and death unto thy race, thereto I added. Whence he, accumulating woe on woe, departed like a person sad and crazed. But I remained to look upon the crowd, and saw a thing of which I should be afraid, without some further proof, even to recount, if it were not that conscience reassures me, that good companion which emboldens man beneath the hauberk of its feeling pure. I truly saw, and still I seem to see it, a trunk without a head walk on like manner as walked the others of the mournful herd, and by the hair it held the head dissevered, hung from the hand in fashion of a lantern, and that upon us gazed and said, O me, it of itself made to itself a lamp, What a fucking sentence. And they were 2 and 1, and 1 and 2. How that can be, he knows who so ordains it. When it was come close to the bridge's foot, it lifted high its arms with all the head, to bring more closely unto its words, which were, "Behold now the sore penalty, thou, who dost breathing go the dead beholding. Behold, if any be as great as this, and so that thou may carry news of me, know that Bertram de Born am I, the same who gave the young king the evil comfort. I made the father and the son rebellious. Actifel, not more with Absalom." That one sounds more familiar. "And David did with his accursed goadings. Because I parted persons so united, parted do I now bear my brain, alas, from its beginning, which is in this trunk, thus is observed in me the counterpoise." Okay. I'm gonna grab a quick drink. Figure out where this fucking bruise came from while I do that. I don't know where the fuck I got that from. The art on the page right before this one is fucking gorgeous. It's just a naked dude holding his head. But sometimes naked dudes just gotta hold their head, I guess. I'm sticking my book into my foot. Okay. Canto 29. Jerry Del Bello, the 10th Bolgia Alchemists. Griffin Alino, Di Arezzo, and Cappuccino. That's not how you spell cappuccino, so I'm gonna assume that's a name of something and just, like, fucking weird as shit. Anyway. There are wretches. That many people in the deliverer's wounds these eyes of mine had so inebriated that they were wishful to stand still and weep. But, said Virgilius, what dost thou still gaze at? Why is thy sight still riveted down there among the mournful, mutilated shades? Thou hast not done so at the other bulge. Consider, if to count them thou believest, that 2 and 20 miles the valley winds. And now the moon is underneath our feet. Henceforth, the time allotted us is brief, and more is to be seen than what thou seest. If thou hadst, I made answer thereupon, attend to the cause for which I looked. Perhaps a longer stay thou wouldest have pardoned. Meanwhile, my guide departed, and behind him I went, already making my reply and superadding, in that cavern where I held mine eyes with such attention fixed, I think a spirit of my blood laments the sin which down below there costs so much. Then said the master, be no longer broken thy thought from this time forward upon him. Attend elsewhere, and there let him remain. For him I saw below the little bridge, pointing at thee, and threatening with his finger, fiercely, and I heard him call Jerry Di Bello. So wholly at the time wast thou impeded by him who formerly held Altafort, thou didst not look that way, so he departed. O my conductor, his own violent death, which is not yet avenged for him, I said, by any who is shattered in shame, by any who is sharer in the shame, made him disdainful, whence he went away, as I imagine, without speaking to me, and thereby made me pity him the more. Thus we did speak as far as the first place upon the crag, which the next valley shows, down to the bottom, if there were more light. When we were now right over the last cloister of the word I can't say, so that it lays brothers could manifest themselves into our sight. Divers lamentings pierced me through and through, which the compassion had their arrows barbed, whereat mine ears I covered with my hands. What pain would it be if from the hospitals of Valdichinia, twixt July and September, and of Maremma and Sardinia, all the diseases in one moat were gathered, such as it were, and such a stench came from it as from putrescent limbs is wont to issue. We had descended upon the furthest bank from the long crag, upon the left hand still, and then more vivid was my power of sight, down towards the bottom, where the ministresses of the High Lord Justice Infallible punishes forgers, which she here records. I do not think a sadder sight to see was in Angina. That's a strange litter. Were the whole people sick? When was the air so full of pestilence, the animals down to the little worm, all fell, and afterwards the ancient people, according to the poets, have affirmed, were from the seed of ants restored again. Then was it to behold through the dark valley the spirits languishing in divers heaps. This on the belly, that upon the back, one of the other lay, and others crawling shifted themselves along the dismal road. We step by step went onward without speech, gazing upon and listening to the sick who had not strength enough to lift their bodies. I saw two sitting leaned against each other, as leans in heating platter against platter, from head to foot bespotted over with scabs, and never saw I piled a currycomb by stable boy for whom his master waits, or him who keeps awake unwillingly. As everyone was playing fast the bite of nails upon himself, for the great rage of itching would, which no other succor had, and the nails downward with them dragged all the scab in fashion as a knife, the scales of bream. Yep, it says, or any other fish that has them largest. O thou, that with thy fingers doth dismal thee, began my leader unto one of them, and makest of them pincers now and then, tell me if any lation is with those who are herein, so that thy nails suffice thee to all eternity into this work. Lations are we, whom thou so wasted seest, both of us here, one weeping maid reply. But who art thou that questionest about us? And said the guide, one am I who descends down with this living man from cliff to cliff, and I intended to hell, and I intend to show hell unto him. Then broken was their mutual support, and trembling each one turned himself to me, with others who had heard him by rebound. Holy to me did the good master gather, saying, say unto them whatever thou wishest. And I began, since he would have said it so. So may your memory not steal away in the first world from out the minds of men, but so may it survive neath many suns. Say to me who ye are, and of what people. Let not your foul and loathsome punishment make you afraid to show yourselves to me. I of Arezzo was, one maid reply, and Albert of Siena had me burned, but what I died for does not bring me here. 'Tis true, I said to him, speaking in jest, that I could rise by flight into the air, and he who had conceit but little wit would have me show him the art, and only because Daedalus, I made me be burned by one who held him as his son. But unto the last Bulgia of the ten, for alchemy, which in the world I practice, Minos, cannot err, has me condemned. And to the poet I said, now was ever so vain as a people as the Sienese, not for a certainty, the French by far. Whereat the other leper, who had heard me, replied unto my speech, taking out Stricca, who knew the art of moderate expenses, and Niccolo, who the lecherous use of cloves discovered earliest of all within that garden where such seed takes root, and taking out the band, among whom squandered Sacia, the Assian, his vineyards and vast woods, and where his wit, the Lydia Crawford. But that thou know who dost second thee against the Sienese, make sharp thine eye towards me, so that my face well answer thee, and thou shalt see I am Cappuccino's shade, who metals falsified by alchemy. Thou must remember, if well I descry thee, how a skillful ape of nature was. I'll do 30. How long have I been going? Yeah, I'll do 30 and then I'll be done. This is Canto 30, which means after this, there's only a couple left. It says, other falsifiers and forgers, Gianni Schicchi, Myrrh, Adam of Brescia, Potiphar's wife, and Sinon of Troy. Sure. Cool. Onwards. 'Twas at the time when Juno was enraged for Semele against the Theban blood, as she already more than once had shown. So left reason Athamas became, that seeing his own wife with children twain walking encumbered upon either hand, he cried, spread out the nets, that I may take the lioness and her whelps upon the passage, and then extended his unpitying claws, seizing the first, who had the name Lyrchus, and whirled him round and dashed him on a rock, and she, with the other burthen, drowned herself.
Very brutal.
And at the time when fortune downward hurled the Trojans' arrogance, that all things dared, so that the king was with his kingdom crushed. Hecuba said, disconsolate and captive, when lifeless she beheld Polyxena, and of her Polydorus on the shore. Of the ocean was Dolores one aware. Out of her senses like a dog she barked, so much the anguish had her mind distorted. But not of Thebes, the Furies, nor the Trojan were ever seen in any one so cruel, the goading beasts, and much more human members, as I beheld two shadows, pale and naked, who, biting in the manner, ran along that a boar does when from the sty turned loose. One to Cappuccino came, and by the nape seized with its teeth his neck, so that in dragging it made his belly graze the solid bottom. And the Aretine, who trembling had remained, said to me, that mad sprite is Gianni Cinci, and raving goes thus harrying other people. Oh, I said to him, so may not the others set teeth on thee. Let it not weary thee to tell us about who it is, ere it dart hence. And he to me, that is the ancient ghost of the nefarious Myrrh, who became beyond all rightful love her father's lover. She came to sin with him after this manner, by counterfeiting of another's form, and he who goeth yonder undertook, that he might gain the lady of the herd, to counterfeit in himself, be so Donati, making a will and giving it due form. And after the two maniacs had passed on whom I held mine eyes, I turned it back to look upon the other evil born. I saw one made in fashion of a lute. It had only had the groin cut off, just at the point at which a man is forked. The heavy dropsy that so disproportions the limbs with humors, which it ill concocts, that the face corresponds to the belly, compelled him so to hold his lips apart, as does the hectic, who, because of thirst, one towards the chin, and other upwards turns. O ye, who without any torment are, and why I know not, in the world of woe, he said to us, behold and be attentive unto the misery of Master Adam. I had while living much of what I wished, and now, alas, a drop of water crave. The rivulets that from the verdant hills of Castian descend down into Arno, making their channels be cold and moist. Ever before me stand, and not in vain, for far more doth their image dry me up than the disease which strips my face of flesh. The rigid justice that chastises me draweth upon... The rigid justice that chastises me draweth occasion from place in which I sinned to put more sights in my flight. There is Romania, where I counterfeited the currency imprinted with the Baptist, for which I left my body burned above. But if I here could see this tristful soul of Guido, or Alessandro, or their brother, for Branda's founts I would not give the sight. One is within already, the raving shades that are going round about speak truth. But what avails me, whose limbs are tied? If I were only still so light that in 100 years I could advance 1 inch, I had already started on the way. Seeking him out among this squalid folk, although the circuit be 11 miles, and be not less than 1/2 mile across. For them I am in such a family. They did induce me into coining florins, which had 3 carats of impurity, and I to him. Who are the 2 poor wretches that smoke like unto a wet hand in the winter, lying there close upon thy right hand confines? I found them there, replied he, when I reined into this chasm, and since they have not turned, nor do I think they will forevermore. One, the false woman who's accused Joseph, the other, false Sinan, Greek of Troy. From acute fever they send forth such reek. And one of them, who felt himself annoyed at being peradventured, named so darkly smote, with the fist upon the hardened paunch. It gave a sound as if it were a drum, and Master Adam smote him to the fence with arm that did not seem to be less hard, saying to him, although be taken from me all motion, for my limbs that heavy are, I have an arm unfettered for such need. Whereat the answer made, when thou didst go unto the fire, thou hadst it not so ready, but hadst it so and more when thou wast coining. The dropsical. Thou sayest true in that, but thou wast not so true a witness there, where thou wast questioned of the truth at Troy. If I spake false, thou foldest... False if... Okay. There's no need for an ST at the end of that word. If I spake false, thou falsifiedest the coin, said Sinan. And if for one fault I am here, and thou for more than any other demon. Remember, perjurer, about the horse, he made reply, who had the swollen belly. And rueful be it thee, the whole world knows it. Rueful to thee the thirst be wherewith cracks thy tongue, said the Greek. And putrid water that hedges so thy paunch before thine eyes. Then the false coiner, so is gaping wide thy mouth for speaking evil, as 'tis wont. Because if I have thirst, and humor stuff me, thou hast the burning and the head that aches. And to lick up the mirror of Narcissus, thou wouldst not want any words, many to invite thee. In listening to them, I was wholly fixed, when said the master to me, now just look, for little wants it that I quarreled with thee. When him I heard in anger speak to me, I turned me round towards him with such shame that still it eds through my memory. And he who dreams of his own harm, who dreaming wishes it may be a dream, so that he craves what it is, as if it were not. Such I became, not having power to speak, for to excuse myself I wished, and still excused myself, and did not think I did it. Less shame doth wash away a greater fault, the master said, than this of thine has been. Therefore thyself disburden all sadness, and make account that I am beside thee, if ever it come to pass that fortune bring thee where these people in like a dispute. For base wish it is to wish to hear it. Made it. Made it to Canto 31. We are very close to done. We're on page 227. Have a couple more cantos to go, and then we're done. Which is fucking cool. I might actually just finish it in the next reading. Yeah, we're starting at 31, and we'd have to go to... actually, it'd probably be two more. Anyway, thanks for listening, angels. Have a wonderful fucking night. Sorry for my mild temper tantrum at the use of ST at the end of everything. Love you all. Be well, be safe, and take care of each other.